Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tara.
This is Guided Bullshit.
Today we have two special guests.
Very, very special guests.
It's a kind of like a dream come true because I've always wanted my two best friends to be friends. And now that we have a podcast, I was like, I want my best friend to be on with my other best friend. And so, yeah.
So we're just going to talk about being best friends.
For
an hour.
David, you're cut out.
Screwed.
So we have my friend Maggie and her fiancé David on today.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I have the urge to wave knowing that nobody can see.
Yeah, I do. Whenever we tell stories,
she'll demonstrate things with her hands, yeah. Like I'm doing now.
And then we realize that no one can see us. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They're also very special because they're, like, half of our listening population.
Yeah. These are, like, the only people that get excited when we post an episode and actually listen to it. So.
I told David on the way over here, I was like, we can't listen to this episode.
I can't listen to my own voice.
We were like that.
Yeah, and then we listened to it too much when we started figuring out episodes.
And then I was basically like, I give up on the podcast. And Tara's just like, sleep on it, Jess, it's okay.
Yeah. It's weird listening to yourself. But, yeah. So, how y'all doing?
Tired.
You're tired.
We didn't have a baby last night. You can't be tired.
Yeah. I'm always tired.
Well, that's like, because Maggie was like, Jess seems a little tired. And I was like, she has to.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well,
I was like,
well, she's a mom. I was like, wait, aren't you always tired? Because you're a mom. I think that's just like what moms are supposed to be like.
Uh-huh. You take way more naps than me, though.
Yeah, because I don't have a kid.
Yeah, she doesn't have a kid running around.
Oh, there we go. That's why we're tired.
Yeah, if I nap, I wake up to, like, scissors on the floor. That's legitimately happened.
That's okay. Yeah, Salem walked over to me with a nail file the other day, like, one of the sharp ones, and I was like, nope. No, where'd you get this from?
Yeah,
I thought she swallowed a needle the other day. Oh my gosh. She had a piece of thread hanging out of her mouth. I'm like, no, where's the needle? It was terrifying.
It's really just like a never-ending game of hide and seek.
Oh my god, yeah.
It is. And they don't tell you what you're seeking. They're like, figure it out.
That'll find it before you, Mom.
Yeah.
Or she comes in the room with part of something and the rest of it's missing.
Yeah, like last night when you asked about the remote for the TV, we have two. We don't know where either one of them are, but we have the backs to them.
Wait, but I had two remotes.
Yeah, we need a third for that TV.
Oh.
To actually, like, do the sleep timer.
Oh, okay. Because
the TV has a remote, the surround has a remote, and then the...
Cable
has a remote.
Jesus Christ. Jeez. So she just, like, hid one of them?
She had two, because there was one for the TV in her room.
She hides everything.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm over here, like, sticking the end of a piece of, or a pair of glasses, like, into my DVD player to get it to work. No remotes.
We're almost on that level. She hid the DVD remote the other day. But... You found it.
Yeah, I did. And she also hides her pacifiers. That's.
And then gets pissed.
Yeah, and then gets mad because she can't find them.
She's like, I hid it in the sofa. Find it or I'm going to scream for hours.
In case you haven't noticed, we both have children. Is also one of Tara's dream come true.
Yeah.
Dreams come true, I think.
I think you secretly planned us both getting pregnant. Because they're, what, 8 days apart?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I planned this whole thing.
Tara got me pregnant.
I got both of you pregnant.
Fuck you.
Surprise.
Where's that child support out?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I knew her hair was reddish tinted.
What?
Salem. Her hair.
Oh. I was like, my hair?
I knew what she meant.
Oh, well.
Everybody got it but you.
Okay. Well, great. That's how this is going to go.
It's about par.
No, I'm not giving anybody child support. I'm sorry, guys. You did this to yourselves.
You apparently did it to both of us.
Allegedly.
What are the chances?
The universe works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, baby brain.
Oh, okay. So, y'all both have... mommy brain, mm-hmm. baby brain,
like
whatever.
Before we were even pregnant, I think. Before I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So,
I did. It just got, like, way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Jess went to drop me off at my car. Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. And, we made this game plan because we were going to go to the store afterwards, but I was like, we were trying to figure out if we should drop my car off here or just like both drive separately to the store. And so I thought we had decided that I was going to drop my car off here. And so Jess, she drove like a little bit down the road and stopped because the last thing we said was like, okay, I'll just meet you there. And she stopped at the end of the road, and I was like, maybe she's just, like, waiting for me to follow her back to my house, which doesn't make any sense. And, so she stops, and I pull up behind her, and she's just still stopped there. And I was like, did she stroke? Like, what's happening? Why is she just sitting there? And she just pops her head out of the window, and then she, like, gets out of the car, and she's like, so what did we decide we were doing?
That what? Seems normal to me, though. Like, oh that doesn't God. Seem...
I was like wait, which there? Where are we meeting?
Yeah, she was like, what did we decide? Because I was like, couldn't decide if we were going to the store or your house, and I just completely forgot everything we just talked about.
100% normal to me.
That's almost every conversation we have about any decision.
It doesn't
house.
Even have to be a decision.
What do you want for dinner? Have 30 minutes like, later, what did we decide on dinner?
Have you ever...
Oh, I do that all the time. I'll be like, okay, Louis, I'm going to make this for dinner. And then, like, come out with a completely different plate. And he's like, I thought we were going to... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was it. My bad.
Have you ever been sitting there and you're like, did I ask him that? Or did I think that I asked him?
All the time.
I do it all the time. And he'll be like, you asked me that 30 seconds ago.
Well, mostly because I have, like, many fights with him in my head. I'm like, did I address this issue, or is it just in my head?
Did we fight, and I'm about to bring it back up?
I know I'm not that eloquent outside of my head.
Oh, man.
Don't shake your head.
You just gotta get used to it. No, it's not a thing. I just accept that I forget everything. And don't make fun of my mom anymore.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now I'm like, I get
it. I have so much sympathy to my mother.
I've apologized so many times since I had her.
When I was pregnant, I remember, like, being in the bathroom and just crying and apologizing to my mom. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm so sorry, Mom. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just these meltdowns.
We'll do it. Don't worry.
Oh, I mean, I've already apologized to my mom.
No, it's, like, a level you don't understand yet.
Oh, I know. I'm kind of
it's like she throws a pair of scissors at me and I call Mom, like, I'm sorry. Like, I was a bitch. I'm sorry. Because she, I don't know if your mom did this, but mine was like, I hope you have kids, and I hope they're worse than you.
Oh, yeah. My mom was like, I hope you have all girls.
Oh, my
yeah.
mom, no. My yeah. mom was like, hold off getting pregnant for as long as possible.
My mom did that. She was like, I hope when you have kids, they're worse than you are. And now I'm like, take it back. Just take it back. Because she is. She's mean.
I feel like she cursed me.
I mean, she's really sweet, but mostly it's mean.
Yeah.
I don't have your luxury. She seems much nicer.
She's had some moments recently.
Yep.
She'll fool you.
Yeah.
And then she'll just go friggin' nuts.
She's Remy really started sassy. This, like, I'm gonna hug you, but then I'm also gonna pinch the back of your neck when I walk away. So,
oh.
like, just to let you know, like, I control you. It's like, mostly when you get mad at her, she'll just, like, wrap around your neck, and then we leave it on me.
Oh my
like,
God.
I have you where I need you.
You are mine.
Yeah.
Salem started biting again.
Remy did that, and I bit her in the middle of the Disney store. And she doesn't bite anymore.
That's what you have to do. You just have to bite her.
I've actually been thinking about that.
Dude, it
like,
works.
Maybe I just need to bite her a little bit.
Wait, I was at the beach with my mom for her first birthday, and she kept biting us. And my mom was like, bite her, and bite her hard. Just do it. And I was like, no, I'm not. That's,
you're
going to
bite
awful.
My child?
I'm not going to do it. And then she did it in the Disney store like 3 times in a row. And I was like, fuck it. And I bit her and she started screaming. And so like all the cast members.
Yeah.
Is what they're called. They come up, what's wrong, princess? And I was like, leave it the fuck alone.
She's not a princess.
She'll bite you.
Just have a sign on her. Warning, child will bite.
Yeah.
We just got a cat, and I've kind of had that logic going on. Like, okay, she'll learn from the cat. The cat will bite her or scratch her, and, like, she'll learn not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But every time she bites her, she just laughs.
Yeah.
She just laughs at the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you supposed to learn anything?
Yeah. They don't. Like, no. I thought she would learn by falling that she shouldn't climb on things.
Right!
So she fell off her picnic table and hit her head on a potted plant. cried for like a good 30 minutes.
And then got right, back,
and then got right back on the picnic table.
Oh my god.
No, I warned Tara because we just got a new puppy. So we have two now. And I know you were saying Lewis wanted one.
Yeah.
And so I called Tara. I was like, tell Jess not to do it. Just tell him not to do it. Because now if it's not Remy's pee in the floor, it's his. And so he won't wear socks in the house anymore because he steps in just something. It's bad.
Yeah, it's...
I'm potty training too.
It's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, it's bad. It's awful. It's...
How's that going, though?
I look at him every day and I'm like, why? Like, you're cute, but why? Why did I get you? I wasn't prepared.
And then I look at Remington every day and I'm like, why? Why can you tell me
that you have to poop? And then she smacks you and you're like, yeah, why?
Well, my favorite, though, is the fact that she's now learned to say poop, and I thought, you know, she says poop all the time.
No, she'll tell you, like, I have to poop.
So you think she's just saying poop because she likes to say poop, but then sometimes she'll come up to you, like the other day when she came up to Maggie, and she said poop, and Maggie's like, okay, whatever, and then 5-10 minutes later, Maggie's like, why does it smell like shit in here?
Oh my god.
Well, she was also wiping her butt with a baby wipe,
and she was wiping her own butt with a baby wipe.
But she won't use the potty. Like, she'll tell me she has to poop.
Uh-huh.
And you were at work. I put her on the toilet for, like, no line hour. And she just sat there and, like, fought me. And as soon as I let her up, she squatted in the corner. It's bad.
Damn.
And then she also likes to play in every sort of poop she can find. Like, if the dog poops, she points to it. And if I don't get it right then, it's, like, mush. It's Play-Doh.
Oh.
Yeah, you've told me about, like, her smearing poop, like, all over her crib and the walls. And I'm like, that sounds like a nightmare.
I'm so lucky.
It's bad.
Salem does treat the litter box like a sandbox now. I've got to deal with that, but I don't have to deal with smeared poop. I'm very grateful for that.
No, she's countless times.
Yeah.
Like, so bad that at, like, 2 a.m. we'll have to just throw her in the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
I got so on top of laundry and had, like, what, 4 or 5 clean sheets?
Yeah.
And they were gone in a day.
Holy shit.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad.
And then she likes to climb out of the crib, which puts her in danger of falling and getting hurt. And then so we took the side of the crib off and converted it to a toddler bed, and she refuses to sleep in it.
So we're back to the crib.
So she won't sleep in it unless it's a crib. If it's got the side off of it, she'll lay there for, like, 20 minutes, and then she'll get up.
And she'll knock on the bedroom door.
Yeah, and she wants out of the room.
Yeah, I did that a while ago because I knew the crib wasn't going to work. But I haven't put the side back up. She was never like a crib baby. I just couldn't do it.
She won't sleep in our bed at all.
Nope.
Like, you had a picture of her asleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
She won't at all.
Car seat.
She'll try to climb into the crib, and that's how you know. But she will not fall asleep anywhere else.
The car seat's very rare. Like, she has to be exhausted to fall asleep in the car. But those are the only two
places.
And
you have to have the right music on.
Yeah.
Or else
what?
She won't fall. Yeah. She's high maintenance. She's very to a 2-year-old.
So what kind of music does Remy like in
it
the
has
car?
To be, like, really soft and quiet.
Okay. What about no music?
No, that doesn't work.
Okay.
There has to be sound in the car. But once she falls asleep, like, you can play metal, like, really loud, and she'll just sleep right through it.
Let's be honest here. The only way to get her to be quiet when she was, like, a few months old was...
to play Nirvana.
Was playing Nirvana.
Yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. That was her song.
And if you put on, like, a legit music video where you could see Kurt Cobain, she was just, like, staring into space at him.
That's adorable.
That's her first crush.
Aww.
That is my child. Unfortunately.
She would have a crush on a man who's dead.
That's probably fortunate for you.
Well, I mean, she's never going to get with Kurt Cobain, even if he was alive. Well,
maybe she'll long for him for the rest of her life and be
and
a
she'll
cat
compare
lady.
Every guy she ever meets to Kurt Cobain.
Oh,
so
no.
She'll get a drug addict.
Yeah. That's
don't worry, guys. He's not going to live that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can already tell Salem's going to be a heartbreaker. Just because we'll get her, like, a new toy. She'll play with it for, like, 30 minutes and then never look at it again.
Yep. Remy does unless it's a ball. That's the only toy she won't leave alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've probably got like over $3,000 in toys in our house that our daughter...
Not $3,000. That's way over dramatic.
No, it's close to $3,000 worth of toys, and the kid doesn't even play with half of them.
Yeah, but 90% of them were free.
Yeah, I didn't say I paid for them all. I just said I got $3,000 worth of toys.
No, she won't. She just likes throwing stuff, really. Yeah. And, like, once she throws the toy, she's like, all right, next toy.
Yeah. Salem's been bad about throwing glass objects.
Jesus.
That's why we don't have glass objects. We just don't.
I just can't control where Lewis leaves his coffee mugs.
Yeah.
It's a lost cause.
She'll grab yours if you leave them somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She likes coffee, thanks to her grandmother.
What?
Remy likes coffee.
Did my mom give her coffee?
Yes. Your mom put coffee in a spoon and then gave it to Remy that one morning.
Like black coffee?
Her mind.
What?
Black coffee?
No, it had creamer and sugar in it.
Okay.
Which is worse. Like, here's caffeine and sugar.
And it tastes good.
You were sitting right there when it happened.
I remember none of this.
Yeah, she took...
That's there you go. Brain.
She was stirring her coffee, and she had the spoon, and she took a little bit in the spoon, and she gave it to Remy.
Who looks at a 2-year-old and they're like, you know what you need?
Yes, because you already run
and
around.
And a little bit of speed while we're at it. Just like.
You already run around like you're high on crystal meth. Let's give you more sugar and caffeine. Why not?
She does. Do you ever want kids and then look at, say, well, more kids and then look at her and be like, mm-mm?
See, I know I want more. That's mm-hmm. the thing. I don't want an only child.
Yeah.
I definitely have my moments where I'm like, how am I going to do this again?
Yeah. Do you always be like, do I want to start over?
Exactly. I'm, like, trying to time it right. Yep. I'm like, okay, I obviously don't want to do it now. She's nuts.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe if I wait, like, another year and a half, 2 years, she'll be able to help.
Yeah.
You know?
That's ideal thinking.
Like, I'll know what I'm doing at that point and won't have to, like, strictly take care of two.
We bounce so back and forth. Like, when we got the puppy, he was like, we're just no more kids, we're just gonna get dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does something sweet, and I'm like, oh my god, I want just one more. And then she shits on the floor, and I'm like, no. I'm done. I can't.
Having kids.
And then I also think about, like, okay, I'm getting her through her terrible twos, and then my sister has twin girls, and she's like, threes are worse.
Really?
So she says, but her twins, I don't know... That she has, like, a whole, like, different personality thing going uh-huh. on where one, like, kind of, like, yeah, do it, throw this.
Oh,
and
God.
So I'm like, do I want to get through that and then have another one? Like, we should have just been, like, that girl you went to high school with and got pregnant when our daughter was 4 months old.
And then, like, get it all done with, like, yeah. in, like, 2 years.
Yeah, basically had twins.
Yeah, no.
Except I would have had two while you were deployed.
Yeah, you would have been taking care of two screaming children.
I would not have been. You would come home and we'd just be gone. I sold one.
Oh my god!
I'm living fancy now.
I was actually talking to this girl the other day, and she had two kids, and one was 5 and one was 2. And she was like, twos are the worst. She was like, I thought I... was screwing everything up and that this child was going to come out terribly. And then they turned 5 and then I realized everything was great. Like, I did a really good job.
So I have
job.
Hope.
Yes, you
okay.
have hope.
She's
5
mean.
Though, that just seems so long.
If we can just power through 3 more years.
Oh.
You know why 5 is better? 5 is better because you send them to school.
Yeah.
That's why 5 is better, because you don't have to deal with them from the beginning of the day
to
the end of the day.
But unlike me, she works, so she's not home all day with her, and she still has the struggle, so school can't be the issue. Like, it can't be the problem solver.
It's not the problem solver, but it definitely helps.
I don't know.
I mean, that's... Help. It's 8 hours a day you're not dealing with the child.
We'll just come back to this
yeah, but
in
how long
3 years.
Do you work at a time?
I mean...
8 hours?
Yeah, 9-hour day, 8-hour day.
You work all day, and you come home, and 5 minutes into it, she's a biddy, and you're like, Jesus
Yeah, but
Christ.
don't you and...
Lewis
work opposite shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in our situation, I get home from work, there's 2 of us helping take care of her. So, once she goes to school...
Not really, because my patience wears thin, and I'm like, I'm going somewhere.
Okay, well, once she goes to school, by the time, you know, I get off work, she'll only been home for a few hours, if that long. And then it'll be both of us taking care of her. So, you won't be by yourself with her for most of the day.
No, I'll be by myself with the other kid all day.
The other kid.
The other kid.
if we decide
to have seen them. Some really interesting alternative forms of school. I don't know if I'm just, like, way more aware of it now, or, like...
Like what?
Like, living in the woods in Germany. Like, there's, like, this kindergarten where they just, like, go in the woods.
Yeah, they like, teach them how to... They teach them how to forage, and they teach them how to, like, build fires.
Yeah!
And it's that, like, seems so beneficial, though.
It really is.
Exactly! Like,
it's completely different tangents, but our school systems focus on history, math, English, and science.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing on the things you actually need to survive in the real world.
No, like, yeah. How to balance your checkbook,
how to write a resume, how to file your taxes.
God, I know so many people that don't even know what a check is. Like,
how do you know what a check is?
I mean, we don't have them, but we know what they are.
Right. I never need
them. Yeah, I never use them, but I know what it is and how to do one.
I keep meaning to order some, but surprise, I forget.
It takes, like, 4 minutes online.
Yeah, but I open the computer.
Like, literally, like, you see the email that says, order your checks, and you just have to click order your check.
I don't get that email.
Okay, well, go.
Does our bank even offer checks?
Yeah.
Because I know you can, like, go to websites and
just give
them your...
Wait, you have Wells Fargo, right?
No.
We have USAA.
Oh, yeah. USAA has them.
I've literally never written a check in my life.
I have.
Ever. I've never had to write a check.
Because
how do you pay rent?
Online. Cashier's check or online?
Oh, cashier's check. Those exist.
Yeah. I was going to say, we live in, like, a time where you don't have to use checks anymore.
You don't even have to touch actual cash.
There's a lot of places that won't take checks, though, now.
There are.
Personal checks, yeah.
But
everything's, like, what pisses me off is that if you don't use a check and you pay with your credit card, or a debit card, like, online, they charge you extra
fee. Yeah,
it's a convenience fee. Our rent convenience fee is $20.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, see, ours is where you can do it through, like, a credit card, or you can, like, put in your information, and it runs it as a check, so it doesn't charge you anything.
An electronic check.
Yeah.
We don't have that option.
Drafting or whatever?
It's not, like, drafting, but it recognizes it as a check. Instead of, like, as a credit card, so they won't charge you for it versus, like, using your card. But it's still
the
same
information that I put in. The only way we don't get charged is if we bring it to the office.
Oh.
But most of the time I just eat the convenience fee because it's like I have to put Remy in the car. Then our limit for our ATM pullout, we have to do it 2 separate days because our rent is more than that.
Yeah.
So then I have to do all that. Then I have to go to the grocery store. Get
so
the check,
really,
put her
they
back
should
in the
be
car.
Paying you a convenience fee.
Yes, like take $20 off my rent for doing all this with a 2-year-old in 100-degree weather.
You don't have to get cash out. The grocery store across the street will do it with the debit card.
Okay, well that's the first one that does that.
Yeah, this is the only time I've ever had that happen.
Usually they have to have cash. Yeah.
But the one across the street will let you run the debit card to get a money order.
Yeah, cashier's check. I've just been eating the convenience fee because I don't want to take her out. She's awful.
I mean, I eat the convenience fee on all my bills, but that's just because I'm too lazy to order checks and send them off.
I'll forget to send them off. That's the problem.
And also, it's like for bills, it's like $1.50. Mm-hmm. And granted, it adds up, but...
I think our power convenience fee was like $2.20.
Also stupid.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it's the world we live in today. You can add a convenience fee to everything.
Yeah. That's like he was talking earlier, I think to Tara, about when you rent like equipment for construction, there's a specific company that if you don't fill the tank up all the way with gas, they do a 600% markup when they fill it up. And charge you like $12 for a gallon for what's
$2. It's around the average. Is $12 a gallon for diesel if they have to put any diesel in the equipment when you return it. Which is funny, because, like, you're telling me you're a rental equipment company and you don't have a fuel truck that you can literally just drive around the lot and put fuel in there? I mean, it's not costing you more money to get diesel than it cost us to get diesel. It's the same price for everybody.
They can do it.
Yeah, but they pay that guy the 10 or 20 bucks an hour to do it.
Yeah.
Plus his health care, plus his social security and...
By the way, my mom's here.
Surprise! Third guest.
But they can get away with charging it, so they do.
I mean, I agree, it's a ridiculous amount of money. It's certainly motivation to fill the tank, but they do have to pay a guy to do it.
Yeah.
But they pay a guy to maintain the equipment on the lot anyway. That's what I'm getting at.
I get your point. I do.
They're paying that guy. They're paying the guy $10 an hour.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Reminder of podcast rules, no politics. Okay.
I know.
I think there's only one person here
that you need to be concerned about, and Lewis isn't here, so I don't think it's actually an issue.
Yeah, it's not.
The whole time they were over at our apartment, that's like all I'd hear in the background, and I'd look at Jess and be like, does this suck for you too?
Okay, I spent, 2 nights ago, I hung out with Lewis from, we left your place at like 10:30 until 4 a.m., and all he did was talk about politics.
And I specifically told him before he left, Lewis, keep the politics to a minimum, please.
No.
That's
hard to do. He got drunk one night, and our old neighbors, he, like, pinned him in a corner, and it felt like 4 hours. It really did. It was just talking to him about politics, and the neighbor was just like, yep. Okay. Yep.
It's what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, well.
It runs our country, right?
Well, I mean, anyway.
I realize you just have
broke our podcast rule.
No, we didn't get into specifics. We're just talking about it.
Yes. The loophole.
Yeah, there was...
You found it. God damn it.
There was no mention of not talking about the talking. We really need to be more specific from
you
that
really
one.
Have set all this up perfectly. It just hit me. We already discovered you got us both pregnant. within a week of each other. And yep. Then you picked him and Lewis.
Yep. Because I knew they'd get along so well.
They did not stop. Yep. Like, the second he walked in the door.
I'm a really good planner. What can I say?
Like, I have a video of...
People should plan me, or pay me to plan their lives.
Yeah, okay.
Hit me up if you need, me.
Don't do it.
You'll end up with a kid and a good guy.
I feel like you're the Darth Sidious of life planning. To be honest.
No, I have a video. Like, this cute video of them playing in the pool because they were, like, hugging each other. And Remy finally was not cold-hearted, like, the first time, and let Salem hug her.
It was so cute.
And all you hear in the background is him and Lewis, like, yeah, well, this is military, and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all you hear. It takes away from the cuteness.
You're ruining the cuteness.
I'm very sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I am who I am.
Don't I know it.
You picked me.
I know. I told Tara I live with that decision every day.
Yep.
So, babies.
We were talking about mommy brain, and you were gonna give an explanation as to why there is actual mommy brain, like your brain shrinks or something?
Yes, I read, I mean, it was on the internet, so I don't know how true it is, but it was like a medical, like, explanation that your brain legitimately shrinks. I can't remember the percentage. It's, like, very small.
Yeah.
But it shrinks, and it's supposedly, this is the part that I find to be bullshit, apparently 6 months postpartum your brain is, like, back to normal size. I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie. I think breastfeeding sucks the rest of the, it just shrivels and dies.
So, what you're saying is
remember how to change a diaper and feed the kid,
that
and that's
is
it.
All you can do.
Nothing else, and sometimes I forget the feeding part. she'll stand at the gate of the kitchen and just, like, shake it and scream. I'm like, oh, shit, you need food.
That's what I forgot today.
Yep.
Well, it's hard.
Does that make me a shitty mom?
No.
No, because...
You had, what, three? I'm sure you forgot to feed at least one of them. They're all very small.
They survived in spite of me.
Well, the thing with Remington is, I mean, I don't know how it is with Salem at home, but the thing with Remington is you'll give her something to eat,
and
like an actual meal, and she'll take 3 bites of it, and then she'll feed it to the dog. Then you'll give her a snack, and she'll spread it all over the house, eating, like,
she
bits and pieces
of
it.
She can't eat out of a container. It's like she has to throw, like, pretzels. She'll have to throw the pretzels everywhere.
It makes it impossible to figure out, like, how much they're actually eating.
Yes. I don't know.
Like, are you actually hungry?
I feel like some nights when I put her to bed, I'm like, did you eat today, though? Because I know I gave you stuff. But I also saw the dogs, like, licking their lips coming out of your bedroom. So.
And then she...
It's to the point where our now ghost is doing it. Lily, our older dog, will follow her because she knows. She's like, if I stare at you long enough, you'll just give up and, like, drop it. So now ghost will, like, jump up on her and just take it.
And then unless...
Well, she thinks that she giggles.
And unless you pin her down in the high chair and actually feed her while she's, like, immobile, she'll grab a bite, and then she'll run into the other room, and she'll play for 20, 30 minutes. Then she'll come back and grab another bite, and then by that point, you're trying to clean up because the dogs are trying to get on the table to get the food.
And the only thing she'll stand still for is yogurt. It's the only thing she'll actually sit, like, stay.
Yeah, she'll sit there and eat the entire thing.
And that's
because
we have control over the yogurt. We don't give her, it'd be on the walls.
It'd be everywhere.
It would. Has Salem discovered pens?
Pens?
Like pens and pencils and markers and...
Oh, yeah.
Remy started writing on the walls.
Get chalk.
Chalk?
That's my savior.
She'll eat it.
Yeah, but she's gonna eat the crayons anyway.
Yeah, we got those markers that, like, only write on, like, the special paper, and she takes the tip and just, like, rips them off in her mouth.
Oh. What?
She does swallow them.
But she doesn't like crayons.
But the package says non-toxic, so I'm assuming...
She doesn't like
does
crayons?
Does that include the tip? This is an edible crayon.
She is alive.
Okay, there we go.
But she doesn't like crayons because they don't click. That's her favorite part of the pen is clicking
click.
It. So she'll click it like
Dude,
a million times.
I
and then she'll draw on it.
Bath crayons that have like this little thing on the side where you push it down. I mean, like Salem ate all the bath crayons because they're like waxy and have a nice texture. But if she wants the clicky stuff in crayons, maybe you should try that.
I feel like that's like some, if you want the clicky stuff. That's parenthood.
But yeah,
secrets of
the
little weird things
well.
That they like attach to.
The secrets of parenthood, I think, for me, are holding on to the moments that make you happy and proud that you created.
The 5%
this huge,
of the day.
Yeah, those little moments.
Yeah.
It's
when they're asleep.
It's hours. It's hours of going, why did I have a child? Hours of why did I have a child? And then 5 minutes of, God, I love you. You're so cute and adorable. I'm so glad I had you.
Yeah.
And then back to hours of why did I have a child?
It's like we dropped her off with my mom yesterday, and we got home, and I was like, oh my God, I miss her. And I know it's 10 minutes into getting home, and I'd be like, God, go back to your, go, just go see your grandma.
Yeah, when we pick her up, we're going to be like, oh, so great to see you, we missed you, blah, 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 blah. 5 minutes into the car ride, she's going to be screaming because of whatever.
It's not the right spot in the movie.
Yeah.
You have movies in your car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we bought a DVD player because it's the only thing that'll keep her somewhat quiet. But now she's learned to kick it, so she'll turn it off and then get mad that she's turned it off. It's like a never-ending cycle.
Sam locks the iPad because she tries to put the password in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to take the password off, but it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. She tries to do that with ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she says her own little Kindle tablet.
She doesn't like it, though.
She'll play on it, and then she'll lock it, and then she'll bring it to you crying because it's locked, and you'll unlock it,
and
5 minutes later, it's locked again.
Yeah.
But then you have to wait because there's a timer.
Well, this is like like meant for kids, so it doesn't have a password on it. But it's really hard to use.
I found this app for my phone. It's called Kid Mode. The only thing is, sometimes I don't know how to get it out of Kid Mode, so like I can't actually get back to my regular phone.
We have that.
We have guided access on our phone, so like when you turn
it on, we can
like
select part of the screen. If she touches it, does nothing.
And so like like, you hit the home button 3 times and it turns on guided access and you lock it and unlock it with your thumbprint or a password. But the other day I gave her my phone on guided access so she could play on her little app that she likes. And she brought it back to me and it was not on guided access anymore. Which concerns me.
She's like an evil genius.
Concerns me because she doesn't have my thumbprint and she doesn't know my password. So how does she get
it? Oh, she knows. She knows.
She must.
Well, your grandma used to tell me that you would, like, unscrew toys as a baby. And, like, you unscrewed, like, her alarm clock and just, like, took it completely apart.
What?
And I feel like that's our child. Like, she's just gonna come to me one day and, like, the dishwasher's gonna be taken apart. She's gonna be like, there you go, Mom.
Have fun fixing that.
I fixed it.
It's amazing some of the things that you don't know that they know, and then all of a sudden they're, like, turning on the TV and putting a DVD in, and you're like, how?
Yeah. It's insane.
It is. It's how quickly she figured out that if she swipes right on the on the lock screen, it goes to the password section. Then she'll start typing, trying to get the password. It's like, she doesn't know which numbers and which combination unlock it, but she knows that if you swipe right and you press a bunch of buttons, mm-hmm. it unlocks.
But she's also pretend that she doesn't know what pick it up is.
Oh, yeah.
Pick it up. Mm-mm. Salem, pick it up.
No, she picks up when, like, it's funny to her. Like, I don't know if Salem's this way, but if we, like, praise her, like, a lot, and we're like, yay, oh my god, then she'll keep doing whatever she was doing. Mm-hmm. But when you try to use that to your benefit, she's like, I'm not amused. It's not working. I'm not picking it up.
Yeah, that worked for, like, maybe a week. You're like, Salem, go get me a diaper. Go get me your wipes.
Yeah.
But now she's like, whatever.
Do it yourself. You get a mom.
Yeah. Remy just runs around naked most of the time without a diaper.
Yeah.
It's
almost pointless putting a diaper on.
You put it on her, and before she even stands up, she's grabbed, like, those strips that mm-hmm. secure it and just, like, ripped them open. And if she's also gotten a pull-up off underneath a onesie without unbuttoning the onesie, which
or
is
ripping
skill.
The pull-off. Or ripping the pull-off.
The pull-off?
The pull-up, whatever.
Ripping it off?
Yeah. Like, it's not ripped, so she took it off in one piece without undoing
it. Yeah, I don't know how she does it. She's really an evil genius.
It's the flexibility, that's what it is. She can, like, bend in weird ways.
The baby flexibility?
I don't know. She's
and
magic.
She's learned all of a sudden how to lock the dog in the kennel.
We
didn't know how. She knows that you can, like, shut the door on them. And the other day, Lily stole her food.
Yeah.
So we yelled at her to get in the kennel, and Remy went over there and was, like, messing with the lock. And I was like, she thinks she can lock it. And then she walked away, and it was locked. And I was like, holy shit. She's not the dumbass I am. Crazy. Like, I'm scared for how smart she's gonna be in, like, a few months.
I'm scared for when she starts bringing homework home, and she's like, Dad, I need help with my math, and I'm gonna be like,
well, that sucks.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that math. That was college-level math when I was a kid.
Yeah, but we have the benefit now of YouTube, where we can just YouTube how to do those problems. And there's her internet tutor. Yeah. Unless you find someone who didn't do it right and put the video up.
I don't know. I've never watched YouTube math before.
I haven't either, but I saw someone on Facebook did it with their kid. Okay. Because they didn't know how to do the math, so they found it on YouTube.
Well, that works.
I guess. Yeah. It's the technology age we live in.
Yep.
I can only take one issue at a time. I'm not even going to start thinking about how to educate her.
Mm-mm. Well, some people are like that. Some people think about, like, now is all we've got to focus on because it's so much is going on.
Oh, I can't.
But, and then there's me who's like, we need to think about the future, and then I think about it, and my anxiety's like, just
leave it
be. Don't think about it. It's a dark hole. Don't go down.
Because of my career over the past 6 years, I'm always thinking about what's coming up next, what needs mm-hmm. to be done, like, what do I need to do now to lead to this outcome? And then when this shows up, what do I need to do to take care of that? And if it doesn't work out the way I planned, what's my contingency plan to take care of that issue? And
you only apply that in certain aspects of your life.
Only
like
certain
aspects. You don't open your drawer and see that you have two pairs of underwear and be like, I need to tell Maggie to do laundry. Wait until you're like naked out of the shower and be like, the fuck, I have no underwear. And I'm like, well, sorry.
Why didn't you do laundry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to every aspect. It's only the major decisions that it applies to.
Yeah.
Clean underwear is not a major decision. I mean, I went 3 weeks without
being
able to do
laundry. It
is
when you work your job with no underwear for one day.
Yeah, I guess. When you go 3 weeks without being able to take a shower or do laundry, doing laundry is not something you think about on a constant basis. I mean, I had to wear the same clothes for 2 weeks straight without being able to wash them.
Mm-mm. That just sounds like a normal day at home for me.
I mean, I don't enjoy that time. I'd rather not go back to doing that.
Yeah, but you were in dirt and sand and nasty shit.
Yeah, it was bad. But
Lewis and I have recently started talking about, like, moving out of the country. And now he's on, like, this apocalypse thing.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, Nova Scotia, but I guess their, like, economy's bad, or, like, we could go to Denmark. And he's like, we're not going to Europe. You think they'd survive the apocalypse? I'm like, well, I gotta think of something.
Well, if he's gonna think about the apocalypse, then he's better stay where he's at. That's all I can say. This is the most prepared country for all of that.
I don't feel prepared. I've been watching a lot of Walking Dead lately.
You personally? <I didn't
care. laughs> That show is... Yep, that... I don't know what I was going to say.
I want Salem to be prepared, though. Like, how do I teach her to, like, fight zombies?
Well, Lewis has already decided if there is an apocalypse, he's sending her off in a space shuttle.
Oh, that's right!
One person.
Who's the person?
We haven't decided if it's mom or dad. Because Lewis decided... Well, he said he'd probably be more equipped to survive, but she'd probably want mom more. So...
I'm just confused on what the benefit of sending somebody into space in a space shuttle with limited supplies.
I think it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
I mean, you're putting yourself in the same, like, how do I survive at this
point? I think
point?
He's assuming that no Mars space, or though. The moon will be habitable by then, and I don't know. Look, I don't know, okay? This is what I'm telling you. Like, I'm trying to plan for the future, but none of it makes sense.
I mean, we can't even keep our own planet that we live on now going sustainably. Why would we... How would we sustain life on another floating in space?
They'll just start habitating whatever planet and then realize that it's not going to be sustainable once everyone's there. Be like, oh, well, we fucked up one planet already, so we'll just try this planet out. It'll be fine for a bit.
Guys, we really fucked up this time.
Whoops. Can we go back to that original planet? No.
Bad news is we got about a week left.
It's all about, to make a planet sustainable, it's all about population control, which we're against in the, in the United States. So.
That's because Terra keeps impregnating people.
Sorry, guys.
I think people don't realize that. The population control is the biggest issue. People having too many kids.
And y'all keep wanting more kids.
I don't want more kids. I want maybe one more.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's redundant.
Okay, that's two kids for one family. That's average. Then you've got people out there like my sister who has four kids and 10 pregnancies.
Yeah.
So, like, if she had carried all of her children full term, she'd have
at least eight
kids, because she wouldn't have gotten pregnant as many times if she had carried full term on all of them.
And one was a set of twins, was it not?
Yes.
So she might have 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might have 10. I'm just... And then you got the people.
And then you have the Duggars.
Then, yeah, you have the Duggars.
Who have, like, 20 now?
Yeah.
Or 21?
What?
Yeah.
The
19, I don't follow these things.
The 19 kids and counting, they have, like... It's weird because they have kids that are having kids while they're still having children.
Do they get paid for this or something?
Yeah. Well, they don't
pay
taxes.
For the TV show.
They don't pay taxes.
No, in the United States, after you have a set number of kids, I can't remember the exact number, but there's a set
they're
number of kids.
They're probably well over that limit.
Once you hit that set number of kids, the federal government no longer taxes you because your refund is going to be more than you pay in taxes at the end of the year.
Accurate.
Well, I figured out my way out of taxes. I've been trying to figure out how to pay taxes for a really
it
long
really
time.
Yeah, Tara, because it's really going to even out.
The benefits are not there.
I'll make it work.
We're the one broke raising
think
one.
That we're rewarded for that. That's why people keep having more kids.
Yeah.
I think the average cost of a child nowadays is like $400,000.
Oh,
from,
God.
From birth to,
that's
to
why I'm just
18 years old.
That is not the cost from birth to 18. That is way more than that. It's gotta be.
Birth to 18, $400,000?
That's way too low of a price.
I'm trying to do the math in my head.
I don't know.
I can't. I don't know. That's probably, like, what I make a year.
I feel like we're playing The Price is Right right now, and there's just a child on stage, and, like, we're all contestants lining up. And someone's like, $1, $1, I got $1 on the kid.
I'm talking about, like, just
the
essentials.
Wait, does whoever gets the price right get the kid? Because in that case, I'd be like, 50 cents.
I'm not talking about all the extra stuff you buy for your kid. I'm talking about just what it takes to keep them alive.
Diapers alone, we're 2 years in buying diapers.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy diapers. That's not a requirement to keep a kid alive.
But
it's
then
a,
you gotta
it's
buy
a nice
mom
thing
to
in
have.
Society now, yes it is.
You could use disposable diapers,
or
you could
reusable
just...
reusable ones.
You're
the
talking to a guy
ones.
Who didn't bathe for 3 weeks.
I know.
His priority list
I know.
Is vastly different.
You know, he feels that way muscles. Until he's, like, holding a three-week-old baby that just shits
and
all over him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we need diapers.
Yeah. But
I'm
even
not saying,
even
let's
the
stop
cloth,
buying even, I'm just saying it's not a necessity.
Even the cloth
nice
diapers, because I price them,
yeah.
are crazy expensive.
And you
and then
have to be
have to
a very like strictly active stay-at-home mom if you want to use cloth diapers.
Don't do cloth.
We're not going.
I looked into it because his mom told me he was allergic to, like, all diapers. So I was, like, freaking out, and I priced him. And just to get, like, the starter pack, it was, like, $120.
And it's disgusting. It's the most disgusting ever. It's yeah. It's horrible. Don't ever
I use it when I'm, like, out of diapers or, like... Sure. And if I had more time and money, probably, like, yeah. while I was a stay-at-home mom, I probably would have done it.
Yeah.
A little more.
No, I had all these ideas like that.
Like, in public.
Yeah.
You've got to have a diaper. Like, even potty training now is impossible because we have to take her outside and not take her outside without a diaper on.
No. Mm-mm. The people in public wouldn't like me. Because she would save the poop for that moment. Like, we're in the store now. I had all these ideas of, like, the kind of parent I was going to be, and then she got here, and I was like,
She chose for you.
Yeah. And so now I just laugh at people who are pregnant, and they're like, like, I'm not going to, well, they're never going to listen to this, but my cousin's wife, like, she was all, like, high and mighty, like, I can't stand when people leave their baby in a car seat to go in the grocery store. Like, I can't, like, why put it in a stroller? I'm in a baby wear all the time. And I was like, bitch. No, you're not. No, you're not. And so now she puts her kid in the car seat to go to the grocery store. Like, I don't know. I just laugh because I was that way. Uh-huh. Like, I was the best parent before I was a parent.
High expectations and hopes.
It's the same thing, like, when kids are screaming in the store and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I had to be that mom the other day.
And then Remy was screaming in the store a couple days ago because she saw a ball.
And you're like, okay,
a mom walked by me and she was like, thank God I'm not the only one. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, it's...
It's not bad. It's shocking.
It's definitely not... You're never prepared.
No.
Like, yeah. I helped raise all my nieces and nephews and cousins growing up, and I was like, I don't think this is going to be that bad. I mean, I helped take care of them. And then I have my own, and I'm like, okay, this is...
I was that way because I stayed home with twins for weeks while my sister went back to work. And I was like, oh, I did twins. Like, one is going to be nothing. And then she came, and I was like, oh, shit, they were, like, 3 months old when I started.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't... I had a clock where, like, 6 o'clock, my sister was home. I was done. Bye. And, like, now there's no end time.
No, there is no end time. There's no schedule.
No.
You try to enforce the schedule. It doesn't work.
Were you, like, overwhelmed when she got here?
I mean, I don't know.
Like,
surprised? As far as the schedule thing, mm-hmm. I don't know how people do that.
Remy put herself on a schedule, bedtime-wise. Mm-hmm. Not anything else.
That's not Salem at all.
Yeah, she did it herself because when he deployed, she would be up sometimes until, like, 11. Then some nights she'd be up to, like, 1. And I was like, I don't know how to change this. And one night she wanted to go to bed at, like, 8. And I laid her down. And then, like, every night after that, she was ready for bed at 8. And I was like, well, I just kind of slipped into that. I'll take it. And now she's ready for bed at 9.
Well, sometimes she's ready
for bed at 7:30, she'll start saying night-night.
That's wonderful.
But if you put her to bed too early, then it's a nightmare.
Then she'll wake up 2 hours in and be up to, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah. And then everything hinges on nap time. Like, what time did we wake up? Did we take a nap? How mm-hmm. long did we take a nap? What did we do today?
That's the first question when you get home from work. Did she nap today? I'm like, no. And you're like, shit.
Yeah. Because, me too.
Because if she skips nap, she's ready to go to bed earlier.
But you know you can't.
But then you can't put her to bed earlier. Then you put her to bed on time and she wakes up 2 hours later like, okay, I have my nap now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've just started to wean Salem back from, like, 11:30 bedtimes.
Yeah.
It was hell.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what was happening, but I'm like, I call Lewis from work at, like, 10:30. I'm like, hey, what's up? What you doing? He's like, oh, Salem's still sleeping. I'm like, it's 10:30! No wonder she's been going to bed at 11:30 at night! This is your fault! Like,
it's hell. Sometimes. Yeah. I'll let her do it when she, like, the nights where she's up till like 3 or 4 in the morning, I'm like, just sleep because I'm not getting up at 8 if you've been up since till 5.
Yeah, those are rough nights.
But the days where I do get her up at like 8 a.m., it's like an easier day.
Yeah, I just wish
it is. Mm-hmm. Like, the earlier you get them up, you think it's gonna be rough, but like,
she's like a happy, like, she's happy when she wakes up though.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like me. She's not angry when she wakes up.
Sometimes she is.
I mean, she's a little fussy, but she's sweet.
There's been a few times when she was still asleep, and I was like, she needs to get up. So I'd go in there and wake her up, and she'd look at me like, why the hell are you waking me up right now? And then 5 minutes later, she's like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
So you want to have kids, Tara?
I mean, eventually.
When do you think you're going to have kids?
Jess, I can't even hold a boyfriend right now, so probably shouldn't be thinking about, like, planning out.
Might not be up to me, Jess, okay?
You're gonna be like, my mom, have me 33.
Yep. Who knows? That could very well could be the case, mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I can't even picture you as a mom. Like, I mean, obviously, when you become one.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine it.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually a really hard concept.
I just see you having a baby and it's screaming and you've been like, all right.
that's enough. That's probably going to be me.
Yeah. But, it's weird, though, like, how you don't see somebody, like, being a parent and then they are, then you're like, I never could have pictured you without a child now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. And it's weird because, like, I've had one of my coworkers, they were talking about baby stuff and I was just like, in the kitchen, like, doing my own thing, not interjecting or anything, because I didn't have anything to say about what they were talking about, and they were like, oh yeah, Tara's just, like, standing over there quietly, and she was like, it's okay, like, it's not for everybody, and I was like, I never said that I didn't like kids, or that I didn't want to have them in the future.
Now at 24, it's like, oh, it's not gonna happen for you, honey, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 24, but then there's me, who had a kid at 22.
Well, that's because of the society today is, like, if you don't have kids when you're in your late teens, early 20s...
Then you're never gonna have them.
You're not gonna have kids. That's what the projection of what
our society is. Or people think that you're just, like, not good with kids at all. They're like, oh, if you don't have a kid, you're probably not good with kids.
But it's usually is not the case, because Tara's really good with kids.
Yeah.
And then our old neighbor didn't have kids, and she was really good with kids.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people give you a lot of shit if you're like, oh, I'm not gonna have kids.
Yeah, they do.
So you're gonna scold me for, like,
it's a double-edged
not
thing,
having
really.
Them yet, saying I won't be a good parent or something, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it'd be a weird, weird day if you called me and you're like, so I'm pregnant. I'd be like, David, pack our shit because the world is ending. I don't know where we're going, but pack it anyway.
We're going to the mountains. That's
what we're going to get on Lewis's space shuttle.
No, we're not.
Lewis has made,
I know
Lewis
nothing
has made
about...
no room for y'all on the space shuttle, by the way.
Made room for me.
won't even let y'all stay together. It's one of us.
It's fine, because I know nothing about surviving in space. I can survive in the woods and the desert. I can't. There's nothing in space to survive off of. It just doesn't make sense to go to space to survive. It's the deadliest place you could go is space. There's no oxygen.
Day Tara gets pregnant, space is probably going to feel like the safer option.
Maybe.
Jesus! All right, I'm getting a good viewpoint on how y'all really see me.
I don't know. I don't mean it like you'd be like, oh God, you're...
I know. It's just
that,
like,
kid is going to be, like, taken away because you can't do it. It's just weird.
It's just, it's a strange concept. A lot of things in my life are just weird like that.
Because you've never been, like, as obsessed with kids as I have been.
No.
Like, when we used to, like, babysit at church or something, you were just kind of, like, in the corner, like, okay, don't kill each other, guys.
Yeah. My job here is to make sure y'all don't injure each other or kill each other.
Yeah. And then when we had to babysit in the nursery, that ugly baby.
You kept calling it ugly.
You called it ugly first.
I know.
And I said,
it can't
be that bad because I wasn't there the first day. You were like, it really is. And then I got there and I was like,
it was unfortunate looking.
I was like, oh. It was a little
unfortunate looking.
Like, listen,
I'm sure it grew into its looks.
It didn't. I saw it on Facebook. It did not.
okay, see? No, this is all our friends because we're complete assholes about stuff like this.
This is the sad part. It's like, you didn't want to hold it. You were like, ugh. and then do you remember she clung to me?
Yep.
And, like, fell asleep on me and would not let me put her down. And I was like, this is
my life. Did you grow to her?
She was sweet. She was not cute. But yes, I held her.
Do you feel lucky that you have a really cute baby?
Yes. I was terrified. I was like, she's going to come out busted. And, like, my mom had dreams that I came out as a lizard. So I always had, like, these terrible dreams. that she just came out so ugly, and, like, I'd be walking through the store, and people, it's like the Red Sea, they would just run away, like,
That's okay, because I think before Jess was even, it might have been before you were pregnant, but I remember you telling me one time you had a dream that you, like, put a baby into the oven, but, like,
oh my god,
but it was okay, no, it was, I think it was when we lived together, because I was like, are you pregnant, and you're like, no, so I don't know why I had that dream, but it, like, you put the baby in the oven, and it came out in, like, a cocoon, and you, like, peeled it back, all this stuff.
That sounds about right.
And then the baby was perfectly fine, though. And I was like, what the fuck
did you have been some, on? Like, really weird pregnancy dreams?
Yeah. God. And, like, to the point where David would, like, because I was so tired. I don't know if everybody is so, I've heard everyone's tired, but I think it's different for everybody. I would fall asleep anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he would wake me up, and I would have, like, such a vivid dream. Like, one night he woke me up, I was talking about spoons on a ski slope or some shit. And, like, I would get mad that he didn't know what I was talking about. Because my dreams are, like, so crazy and weird, but they made sense to me.
Yeah.
I'd get, like, we'd get in fights.
I don't know any, I don't remember any specifics, but I do remember, like, you waking up and saying something that didn't make sense. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And I would just, like, oh my God, yell it at you.
And I'd be just, okay.
My dreams are crazy. And I always have dreams because our ultrasound technician was like, it's a girl. And I was like, how sure are you? And she was like, I'm Pink the Nursery Pink Sure. And I was like, okay. So, of course, we bought all, like, the girl clothes and, like, the I had a pink bed set. And I constantly had dreams that, like, it came out a boy. And I was like, well, fuck, I don't have the money to replace all this stuff. So you're going to look like a girl. Like, I'd have those dreams a lot.
I had, like, scary dreams about, like, Salem coming out. I think one was, like, I don't know if she was, like, shot in the face or something, like, pinched her face. But, like, she ended up, like, not having a nose.
Oh.
And, like, oh, God. Just really creepy stuff like that. I think I had a lizard dream.
Did you?
Like, I used to have some weird pregnancy dreams, like, of fetuses. Most of my
scary dreams were after she was born.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever just sat there? I don't do it as much now, but, like, when she was just starting to, like, move around, I would just sit there and, like, envision that bookshelf is going to fall on you and you're going to die.
Yes! Whoa, yes! I'm
way too excited about that.
I just, like, daytime terrors all these, of, like, all the horrific
scenarios. Like, I'd get in the car and I'd be like, someone is going to hit the car and you're going to splatter all over the windshield. Oh, like, God. That's what went through my head.
I still get that.
Yeah, I get it sometimes, but not as bad. Yeah.
I still feel like that when we, like, put her in her crib and then we go outside on the back porch to smoke a cigarette or something.
We only do that when she's, like, real mean, though. And we have a video monitor, so it's not, like, fend for yourself.
No, but it's just, like, I feel like that 2 seconds I'm not looking at the monitor, that's when she's going to go headfirst over the edge of the crib.
That's where we differ, in that you missed 13 months of being a parent and I didn't. Because he gets, like, so uptight about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she walks around with bottle caps in her mouth sometimes, like, from Sundrop bottles. And he'll be like, get it out of your mouth! And I'm like, she hasn't choked on it yet. She's fine. She's done it for months. Like, I was such a crazy, I was the typical crazy mom, like, Germex before you touch her.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, she's eating poop. I mean, I'm just gonna wait till she's done. But you can definitely tell that he was deployed for 13 months because he's so, like, he still gets, like,
mm-hmm.
Or if she, like, trips on the carpet, he jumps at her. Like, are you dead? Are you okay? She fell 3 inches, babe. She's fine.
I don't know. I just want her to be okay. I don't want her to get hurt.
Well, I want her to be okay, too, but at the same time, she's 2 years old, and she's, like, hell on wheels, and if I jump every time she hits something,
kids are also pretty gonna die. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, Salem fell off the couch multiple times the other day. Like,
cartwheels off the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how, like, I feel like I could just, like, bounce her off the walls, and she would just be, like, fine. I mean, I wouldn't, in case CPS is listening, but... But, like,
I feel like if we had a boy, I would react differently to falls and scrapes and bruises and stuff, because it's...
You would, and I told you that, because Remy does it, and you're like, oh, my little princess, and if a boy did it, you'd be like, here's some dirt, rub it in, it's fine.
And I think it's also partially because of my best friend's son. I watched him fall down an entire flight of stairs, and, like, get up at the bottom and just kind of, like, giggle. and go back to playing.
That's how they are. It's crazy.
But then they'll scream over the most, like, minuscule things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I think part of it is they base their reaction off your reaction.
So, I don't react when she falls.
If they fall,
unless
and
it's
you're
bad.
Like, oh, God! Then they're going to start crying. But you're like, yay! Yay! Where everything's okay.
Luckily,
like,
I saw that with my sister, so I knew that going in. Unless it just looks like, oh, shit, you could actually be hurt, then I just kind of, like, look at the wall. I'm like, mm-mm, you didn't fall.
I mean, that stuff doesn't go away. My kids are 22, 22, and 24.
Yeah.
And I'm still terrified. Yeah. I mean, it's not perpetual. It's not, you know, all the time. I mean, you're afraid.
Yeah.
Shit can happen.
Right.
They can be
in Is it not worse after
you know?
They
people,
leave, though?
People hurt people, you know? Debbie works until, you know, 3 hours in the morning and lives in the hood. I mean, I'm scared.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't change.
Yeah.
Sorry, moms, you're going to be stuck with that forever.
I know.
It doesn't go away. You're going to still worry about them.
That's my biggest fear is I look at the things that have happened as I grew up and how the world's changed, and I just imagine, like, what is it going to be like for my daughter?
I don't know.
But you're near misses, too. Right? Things that you survive somehow.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get hurt or you didn't get whatever, you know. I mean, but you could have.
Right.
Now you see your kid and you're going, oh, it could happen.
That's my biggest fear, though. She's just gonna live in a terrible world, worse than the one we live in now.
But it's not. Don't be so
fatalistic.
But
I always think about, like,
nobody's. Look, it's peaceful. It's
I think about that, but at the same time, I'm like, when my grandma had her kids, she probably felt the same way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like the world's going to shit. So when Remy has her kids, the way the world is going to be normal, and she's going to be like, oh, hell, it's going to hell. Like,
right.
What are they going to grow up in?
It's because it's constantly changing.
Yeah.
Just, like, fear of the unknown about what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. See, that's where we differ. I try not to think about that shit, because I'll just, like, lay in bed for hours.
I don't intentionally try to think about it. It's just when you go to the shithole part of the world that I've been to and see the way things could be, it just makes you... you just worry, and I don't think that we're going to get there over here, but you just never know how things are going
to
go.
Well, even then, you still have to make the best of it. You have to decide that you're going to make the best of it. And I have a very dear friend who does work with the refugees in Hungary, and, you know, last summer, this little boy was missing one arm and half his face, and he was probably 4 or 5 years old, and he was playing with his sister, and, you know, he mentioned to me how sad it was, and I said, you can't focus on that. I said, was the kid having fun? Yeah, he was playing with his sister. I said, okay, the kid's happy.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know?
Yeah.
He's been totally displaced from his country. You don't wake up and decide you're going to be a refugee, right?
Yeah.
You know? you know, it's not a choice. It is a choice, but it's not a...
Yeah.
It's not when you grow up, when I grow up, I'm going to do that, you know? And so, I mean, you got to make the most of it. Whatever it is you're going to choose the joy.
Yeah. Like I told you about, I went to Walgreens the other day, and I was walking through the aisle, and this guy was like, hey, how are you? I was like, I'm good, and he was like, just another day in paradise, and I was like, damn, I wish that was my outlook, and then he met me back at the cash register, and he was talking about how he was in, did I say Vietnam?
Yeah, you said
he was in Vietnam, and he enlisted when he was like 17, and he was like, after that, this is paradise, like, it's not even hot, it's great.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit. Thanks for putting that into perspective for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it definitely changes. This is a great place to live. I mean, I will never, ever actually think. I mean, I've had bad days, but I'll never think that this country itself is the worst place you could ever be.
I've never thought the country is. I just bitch over the stupid shit. Like, it's so hot.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, but I was in Vietnam, and like I'd get in the lake and walk 10 feet, and I was dry, and I was like, fuck that, I'd die.
I'd take a shower, and by the time I made it back to my room, I was sweaty and covered in dirt again. So, I mean, I know that I don't have to deal with that here, and I don't have to use the bathroom in a toilet that's an outhouse, essentially, you know. So, and my power isn't ran by a generator that's right next to my building making noise all night. So everything here is 10 times, well, more than 10 times, like 1,000 times better than it is over there. So, like, I can see the bright side of that. I also see what's going on the other side of the table. And I just don't want that side of the table to come to this side of the table.
All right, well, I think we're going to wrap it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're at time.
Yep. Thought that was what you were doing.
The point of the hand motions is that they don't see the hand motions.
I know, we gotta work on that. It's okay.
Just make, like, cue cards.
Progress. Oh, we should get cue cards.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, we can do that.
Okay.
Alright. Cool. Thank you for the idea. Alright, well, do y'all have any final words that, you wanna say?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
I don't have a final thought.
No, Devin.
Just
no.
Look on the bright side, y'all.
And hit me up if you want me to plan your life. I'm really good at it.
That's my final thought. It's a trap.
It's a trap. All right. Well, hit us up if you have anything you want to talk about parenting. If you want to give some tips and tricks for getting through terrible twos and
help us
terrible threes, I guess.
No joke.
Email us at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, thank you. I did not
you
fuck
got
that
it
one
right.
up.
Good. Yeah. Good. Or check us out on our website, guidedbs.com.
Yep, and make sure to listen, subscribe, and
share.
Yeah, share. Thanks, guys.
Say bye.
Bye.